Acoustics, Zones, Shadows. This has an epigraph from Wallace Stevens' poem, Connoisseur of Chaos. Pages of illustrations. A zone full of acoustic shadows, or a shadow full of zones. Such things, Magister, are never one. They are not even two. Nor is place a zone, or zone a place. Nor do shadows offer shade. Ages of nillustration, say, will take a child down the glen and leave him in dismay. He does not find the tables from Connecticut, where Englishmen had dined without their tea in Burma, but sounds that have leapt at him from zones and zones from sounds, that leapt like acrobatic dowsers, sounding space with penises beyond their measure, paging through the zigzags where all pages dress Elizabethan, playing games. Gains for peace at the pace of shadow, only echoing delay. Deny perception of the war between a child and a man. The child is feather to the man, and only tickles him when he would write. Night comes on. Who's the buccaneer of chaos? Not the pensive man, not the natty connoisseur.